across Northeast Dublin.
90.3.
This is Near FM.
My next guest, Rab Fulton. He's Galway-based, but he's definitely Scottish, and you'll know as soon as I speak to him here. He has been included in the 2022 To Be Irish Christmas programme, and his Celtic Tales storytelling show takes place in the Crane Bar in Galway on the 8th, 15th and 22nd of December. Hello, Rab, how are you?
Not too bad, how are you doing yourself?
Nae too bad. I can't put on a Scottish accent. I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right now. Not a bother. But, what has you, you're based now in Galway, but you're originally from Scotland.
Yeah, I've been in Galway, longer than I've been anywhere else, but yeah, Scotland.
Yeah.
I've been here for about 25 years.
Oh my goodness, I see.
Yeah.
But you're still a blow-in, I'd say.
I'm still there, but my accent's got softer, so folk can understand me, so that's good.
That's always good, yes. Now, yeah. This To Be Irish, the Christmas programme, it's a fantastic programme of events. So tell us a bit about it, and tell us a bit about what you're going to be doing there.
I think it's a wonderful thing. I think it's the Department of Foreign Affairs kind of has been running this for the last 3 years, this mm-hmm. To Be Irish thing. And the whole idea is just to get people in Ireland or from Ireland abroad to kind of re-engage with community, culture, local businesses, all that kind of stuff. And that also includes the new communities in Ireland as well. There's events there as well. And it's just a really, it's a lovely engagement with Ireland and Irishness and how it's changing and evolving and also still connecting with people who historically had to leave, like my family. And so it's that kind of weird, I love it. It's a nice weaving together of all those elements.
Yes.
So yeah. I was very proud to be picked to be part of that. Yeah.
Very good. But now, you're going to be telling stories, is it?
Yeah, I tell stories. I stand up in a pub. I tell stories, and
is that just a general Saturday night? You know,
I do. Yes, it's something I've been doing. Well, my family is full of people who tell stories or write stories. My sister does storytelling as well on the own. She lives on, and I think you see the nephews who are doing writing now. So it's just part of the family, the whole kind of telling stories and engaging in stories. So I kind of dig into folklore and history, but also my family stories as well, and then I kind of retell them and kind of get them, just try and get them really alive,
right,
and getting the audience to engage with them. So
and do you, are you creating these stories, or are they stories of real people?
Well, there's different kinds of stories. This is whatever I say, people put any expectations outside the door. People come in, and you know, it's great. We're still packing the show out now in December, and it's a wonderful experience. There's different things go on in the story. So there's the folklore and the myth, but then there's history as well, and then there's parts of our history, especially in Galway, which might not be history, maybe somebody else made it up 300 years ago to annoy somebody else, but you tell, like, you know, the hanging, the mayor that hung his son and all that kind of stuff, or the lord's wife turned into a swan. Actually, that might be true, that one, but you know, so I take those stories as well, and then I kind of done a bit of research in the backgrounds, like what was the country like at the time, what was going on at the time, just to kind of create the world of the story. And then it gives folk another, some stories to be familiar with, but suddenly it renews it and makes it different again.
Mm. Now, you're telling a mixture of Galway, Irish and Scottish stories. Yep.
Yeah.
So it's kind of Celtic tales, I suppose.
Celtic tales, yeah. That's kind of rough head of it, yeah.
And then...
Because my own... Yeah.
And they're going to have a bit of a festive feel to them as well.
Yeah, well, it's kind of... My sense is it's winter, and I was trying to get a sense of what people want in the winter. And winter, we like kind of... The one we're doing, there's got some dark, twisted stories there, definitely, because we like that in the winter as well. But then what I'm going to be doing in the second half is bring the lighter, more humorous stuff in. So it's definitely stories that will gather folk together. A bit of kind of... And then they'll be going out laughing and full of joy. And I've specially organised for this Thursday. I managed to organise perfect, crisp, cold weather. I've organised it for folk. I worked very hard and I've got it sorted. And it's a really lovely thing. I'm saying to folk is, you know, you've got the show, so you've got like 90 minutes of the show. You're in Galway or in Dublin, wherever you are, and plan it. Enjoy the festive season. Get out into whatever city you're in. But you're in Galway. I'm saying to folk, do something in Galway. Come to the show, and then do something else. Enjoy it.
Yes, yeah. But now, I mean, not only with your Scottish accent and your telling of the stories, I'm sure there's, you know, you did mention that, I'm sure there's a lot of humour thrown in.
There's a lot of humour, and some of it, you know, the humour, some of it you can't help but laugh, you know. I mean,
yeah.
Some of the historic humour, I mean, I talk about Galway City and the kind of, some of the stories are medieval, and you know, there's things like there's a park here called Earth Square right in the centre of the city.
Yeah.
And that used to be kind of outside the walls of the city. That's where all the kind of trouble would happen. There's also executions there, which was great because after that, well, it was not great for people, of course. I mean, it's problematic, but it was like now we've got mockers and stuff over here. The executions used to be like that. It was like entertainment.
Yeah.
And then I was looking up, I managed to find a recipe. I can't remember what it is now, but it's after they killed folk, they would chop off their heads and then they would kind of parboil the heads with certain herbs and salts and stuff so that they would preserve the head and then they could stick them round. So you, it was like your own, I don't know, like Instagram, you take a picture of your head and you put it on Instagram. Well, this, they chop the head off and then they preserve it.
And stick it on a stick, was it? Was it stuck
on?
Yeah,
yeah. And I find that hilarious. Children can come round and look at their granddad's head or their granny's head or whatever. And I, you know, so there's things that happen that lend themselves to strange humour.
Well, this is it, so, yeah. We laugh about it now. At the time, yes. It was not funny.
I don't think it would be funny at the time. No. I think it would not be, no.
Definitely
so
not.
There's a lot of humour in it as well, yeah.
So now, this To Be Irish programme, I mean, it's happening, you're doing that down in Galway because you're living down in Galway, but is it happening around the country?
It's everywhere, yeah. There's stuff on all over. I know there's stuff over in Dublin as well. If you go and check the tobeirish.ie website,
yeah,
it lists lots of stuff.
There's lots of events going on, so people can just go.
And internationally as well, like so there's a lot on. Check it out. There's great stuff going on everywhere.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, there's another part of you that I was interested in when I read the email that came in. You're an author, and you wrote a short story, God and the Brevity, and it was for the Irish documentary Hidden Collision, and that won Best Short Documentary. So what was all that about? What's that?
I do writing as well. I you know, when people ask me what I am, I say I'm a wordsmith, which is just easier actually, because I do the telling of stories, I do the writing of stories, and I write short stories, I write novels. I've just got a novel out there as well, a sci-fi novel called Marcus Munch and Hearts. Not The Hurting Heart. That'd be a whole different thing. The Hurting Heart.
But yeah, what's Marcus and The Hurting Heart? That's a sci-fi thriller. That's totally different.
Yeah. it's totally different again.
Yes.
I love playing with words.
Right.
But God the Brevity was this documentary. It was three artists in the West collaborating, but COVID kicked in, so we couldn't meet. So the idea was we would all, you know, unconnected but connected, collaborate without meeting. And so, I'm trying to remember, Dave McGee, he did the dance for it, and then Little John Lee, he did the music.
Nice.
And I provided the words from this. The idea was to create a folk tale, but a folk tale from the far future. So that's what God and the Brevity was. It was a folk tale I created. It's only 600 words long. And so I performed that, and then there was music, and then it was interspersed with dance as well. But it all happened separately because we couldn't meet each other, and then it was woven together. Emma Zuckovich, she'd been the director. It was woven all together into this beautiful, it's only 12 minutes long, the documentary.
Nice.
But it's been winning awards all over the place. So Reykjavik is one of the big ones, but it's been getting awards all over the place. And it's lovely because I wrote the story for it, so I'm very happy with that.
And what is the story of the God and the Brevity? What was all that?
The idea of the story, it's a wee folk tale, and it's I can't remember who. It was the idea that somebody was punished by God because they were wicked, and then they managed to bargain with God to get to, if they've done something really
right.
Good, they'd be like back into heaven. And they've done good stuff, but they fell in love, and then when they died, this old man, God said, okay, you can come up now, but it was only you the bargain with, not with your husband. And so the brevity was like his brief, said, well, do you know what, I'd rather just stay here as bone with my husband. And God said, you know what, I'll let you both in then. It's kind of short, and you both get a leg in your heaven. So maybe that's a very short thing.
Yes,
there's
also
little magical descriptions and adventures, and it all packed into this like 600 words. And then you add the music, and then the dance that's going on. There's dancing in it as well. That's why it's winning awards, because it's lovely. Just not just my words, but the music and the dance. It all creates a really magical something.
Very good, very good. Must look it up now and see. Can I find it? Podcast. Now, you have been invited to take part in the To Be Irish program, and you're it's in Galway in the Crane Bar on the 8th, 15th and the 22nd, and you've also been invited to write an article about your experience of being a Scottish storyteller.
Yeah, this lovely thing goes on with the To Be Irish, and it's people asking to write their stories. So some people are like Irish or Irish descent abroad writing their stories, and other ones is people coming back into Ireland or come to Ireland for the first time writing their stories. So that was invited. What was my experience as a Scots person coming into Ireland? And it was a kind of strange thing, because I was very aware there's two hats on my head. I am somebody very Scottish, you can hear that, I'm very proud to be Scottish, but I'm also somebody who is kind of my family, historically, part of that diaspora as well. So there's kind of multiple hats there. So it was kind of getting a bit complicated to write about it, and then I just thought, you know what, I don't want to write the meat, I want to write the Galway City, because I really love Galway City, and I love the landscape. And just the people here and the city have been so good to me and so good for my creativity. So that's what I try to do. I try to really explain how beautiful a place Galway is, and how quirky as well. There's a wee photograph I sent when I wrote the article. It was one day I was doing my morning jog down to Salt Hill, Galway Bay, and there's a big diving board there called Black Rock, and there was a fellow on the very top diving rock, and he had a trombone, and he was playing the trombone. It was about 7:30 in the morning, the sun was coming up.
Right.
And then as folk dive into the water, he'd do that kind of whoop with his trombone. And I managed to catch a picture of it just perfectly. I managed to just catch it. And it just summed up Galway for me, that kind of quirky side to it, you know.
And now this actually happened. You weren't, you hadn't been on the sauce or anything the night before.
No. This is an everyday morning in Galway.
My goodness. And he actually jumped in with the trombone.
Oh, he didn't jump in. No. I would have been impressed if he did, but no. He was just playing the trombone, and then his other folk were jumping in. Saluting them with his trombone.
So it was lovely, this music. You know, he was giving the atmosphere around. Right, very good.
Yeah, and I managed to catch just the moment when he was leaning back, blowing the trombone, as somebody was leaping off. I managed to catch it.
Right.
Yeah. It's a really nice picture.
Very good. So you're into photography as well, are you?
No, I just had my iPhone on me and I saw a man with a trombone. I thought,
you better get
believe
the...
me. Yeah. Nobody will believe me. They think I'm telling stories.
This is it. Yeah, that's the problem. With you telling all these stories and making up stories, they wouldn't believe you.
It's all true. All my stories are true.
And do you have family down in Galway?
No. I've been distant relations up in Donegal, but everybody in Glasgow is distant relations up in Donegal. But no, my family's all back in scattered around Scotland.
Oh, I thought you had ancestors, I suppose. So they're all dead.
No, my family would come from. We have family from Cavan, from Dublin, from Belfast. Your family's from all over the place.
Right.
And now I'm kind of back here in Galway. So I guess now my children would be my Galway family.
Yes, so, yeah. Yeah.
I'm making a Galway family.
You are. You're the next generation of Galway.
Yeah.
Of Irishness. Very good.
Yeah.
Well, it's been an absolute joy to talk to you, and I'm sure
Thank you.
I would love to be in that neck of the woods for any of these gigs. I'd say it would be a fantastic event. Great fun.
Well, check out the website. There's lovely stuff in Dublin as well.
Yes.
And, I hope you'll have a great festive season.
Ah, and you too, yes. A very happy Christmas to you. And wish you all the best with the gigs. Take it easy.
Thank you very much.
Not at all. Thanks, Rab. Bye-bye.
Cheers.
Bye-bye. God bless. Now, the lovely Rab Fulton there. My goodness, he's a gas man, isn't he? Just really, really nice. So you can, if you're down that neck of the woods around Galway on the 8th, 15th and the 22nd of December, check out the Crane Bar and you will hear all his crazy Celtic tales. Now, if you're not, you can go on to www.2beirish.com. So 2beirish.ie, and if you go /events, you get into all the list of events, and the 2be Irish Christmas programme is running all around the country, so you're bound to get an event somewhere near you.
From Baldoyle to Beaumont, Community Radio for North East Dublin, 90.3
Near FM.